Well, good morning. My name is Josh Smith. I'm here with James Senegal, and we're ProResponder.com. We try to dedicate our time and energy to helping make sure that you're prepared for the things that come your way and that you have the ability to communicate effectively with your audience. James, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well, Josh. Thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Awesome.
Today we're going to talk about something that I think people tend to worry about a lot, and sometimes that worry can incapacitate us. When the public don't trust you, when they are leaning more towards attacking you rather than supporting you, how are we supposed to respond to that?
Well, Josh, you know, one of the things that I always say, and I think the biggest and most critical piece of advice that I always give law enforcement agencies specifically is to focus not on the national headlines, focus not on the national problems. Make sure your house is in order, right? So make sure that you are going into your community, building that trust with your community every single day, detaching yourself away from world's issues. And I think if we do that on a local basis more often, then we find ourselves in a better space of what really is important to us and what really is important to our communities. Because at the end of the day, we should be in partnership with our communities. And that's what law enforcement has stood on. So I think that we sometimes allow the cloudiness of what's happening in national headlines to affect us. And in return, we can sometimes find ourselves having a certain outlook on the community that we serve when, in fact, the community that we serve may be supporting us. So continue to do what you have to do in your communities to ensure that your house is in order, in essence, to ensure that the relationship between the community and the law enforcement agency locally are intact.
Yeah, you know, you and I talk about this in class all the time. Trust is built over time, and so that's why it's important before you get into a crisis, before you get into a situation where that trust has been eroded. It's before then that you need to work on these issues, and so it's an everyday process, right?
Absolutely. Certainly, you cannot wait for the crisis to happen to try and solicit trust and or support from the community that you serve. It's an everyday process. It's just like any other relationship. You know, I don't care how long you've been married, you work on that marriage every single day, right? And so it's an everyday piece of work. And so what I believe we have to do in law enforcement is continue to build those relationships so that when the crisis happens, your community stands up behind you and say, hey, we have trust in our law enforcement agency. We know how they operate here. I don't care what's going on in Minnesota. I don't care what's going on in Atlanta. I don't care what's going on in New York. I know how my law enforcement agency works in our community, and we support our agency.
And you know, you said it, sometimes you have to ignore the headlines. You have to understand what the media is doing with headlines. They're creating something that helps sell newspapers. They're creating something that helps attract audiences. And so headlines like Defund the Police, where they pick up traction and they get attention and they get people focused on them, they can be very discouraging to the officers who are involved in that. What's behind a headline like that, and what should our response to a headline like that be?
So a headline like that, I think we first have to understand that when you take a word like defund, you can put a host of different definitions on that word. And quite honestly, that means something different from one city to another, from one county to another, and in fact, from one state to another, it means something different. When we put our definitions on it, it could mean a vast variety of different things, right? I think we have to focus, again, on our local issues. And so what I always say is, okay, you defund the police, then what? I've told community members this, as a matter of fact, on a number of forums that I've been on. Ask your community leaders, ask your elected officials, if we're going to defund the police, then what? We know in law enforcement that we already suffer when it comes to funding, right? The first thing that's taken away from us is training, our training budget in any situation, nonetheless, the situations that we're facing right now. And so when we talk about defunding, I always tell folks that I am okay with reallocation of funding. which means something completely different. When we reallocate funding, we're going to also need to support reallocating the responsibilities that's attached to that funding. And so if you want to take away the barking dog call at 3 o'clock in the morning and give it to the animal control folks, then that's fine. But take away that service as well. If you want to take away truancy funding from an agency, which in my opinion, we shouldn't be dealing with in the first place, then that's fine. But then take away the truancy responsibilities from law enforcement. So I don't get too bogged down into the word defunding as much as I get bogged down into what that means from one agency to the next or from one community to the next, because at the end of the day, the service still has to be provided.
So one of the important things for law enforcement members to do, particularly members who are interacting with the public, policymakers who have to answer for these things, one of the important things to do is when somebody says, I support defunding the police, we have to listen and try to figure out what they actually mean by that. So that we can understand how to communicate to them. When they say, I want to defund the police, okay, what are we actually talking about? And that, just listening to the question sometimes will help us figure out a way to find common ground, find a way to communicate. Talk to me about the discouragement that can come from an idea like defund the police from a law enforcement perspective.
Well, sure. You know, law enforcement right now as a whole across the board feel a sense of being under attack. And we can understand the reason why that feeling exists. And I tell you, it can be discouraging. We've seen retirements at an alarming rate. We've seen folks walking off the job quitting at an alarming rate. You know, we as, and I'm going to put my community member hat on right now, as the community, we have to support good law enforcement. Just like the law enforcement community have to denounce bad law enforcement. What we don't want is, we don't want the good guys running away from the job. Because the more good guys run away from the job, the more watered down the requirements are going to have to be to fill spots. And the more watered down the requirements are going to have to be to fill spots, the more likely we are to get a bad cop in law enforcement. And so I tell community members all the time, you know, support your local law enforcement, support those who are doing the right thing. Let them know, make sure that you are not alienating them in this process. Because if we are, again, I don't blame. There's only so much beating anyone's going to take before they bail out on you, right? I don't care what kind of relationship it is. And I do believe that there is a relationship between law enforcement and the communities they serve. So, we have to figure out ways to work together to bridge those gaps, to bridge those relationships, and to find common ground for everyone involved. That's just the best outcome for any community across this nation.
This is the kind of stuff we talk about in our PIO class. This is the kind of stuff we talk about in our leadership class, where we talk about how to create good positive community relationships. So if you'd like more information about those things, reach out to us. ProResOnline.com is the website. We look forward to talking to you.